We have tonight's first speaker, Lucky.
Thanks. My name's Lucky, I'm an addict. There's the first swear word. This is terrifying. This is the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. That's kind of what this is all about, really. Ian asked me at a meeting, he said, will you come and do a chat at the speakers? And I was like, yeah, sure. Really what he was saying is, you know, are you ready to do the most scary thing you've ever done in your whole fucking life? And here's a certain amount of time that you've got to wait to do it. And, you know, it's being fucking recorded. And, so I'm very aware that it's being recorded. I'm very, you know, this is my legacy, actually. All the other chairs that I've done, everything else I've done till now has just been like talking, you know, to a room full of people that have got amnesia, so it doesn't really matter. Now, this is fucking it. This is it. I'm on the spot. Horrible. I might fold in on myself and, you know, I haven't been to the toilet, I haven't prayed in the toilet, dirty, I don't pray in the toilet, I don't touch the fucking thing on the tube, it's gross, I'm a germaphobe, I'm a recluse, you know, and here I am, you know, what the fuck? What's my story? So how is a recluse sitting here being recorded in front of loads of people? I come from addicts. My parents were addicts. My dad was a heroin addict. My mum was a kind of speed, hippie, kind of all the other drugs. They never got married. I'm a bastard. They were never together. They've never been together. My dad came to the hospital with pinned out eyes, and my mum from that point was like, no. I'm a mother's boy. I've lived with my mum my whole life, pretty much. So that kind of relying on her and her relying on me, has always been the case. It's been quite sort of difficult to, with having no real father there. I don't know why this is relevant. I think it is. No father there to show me how to be. I kind of grew up a little bit wild, no idea when, how to be a guy, how to be a man. My mum smokes a lot of weed, and her parents, her mum commits suicide. Her dad is an alcoholic. That killed him in the end. I remember all throughout my childhood, my mum was always getting boyfriends who were always alcoholics. She had this thing where she was a rescuer, she always had to save someone. It's like, can't you just get a fucking guy that's like, all right? No. My childhood was around, this drunk and this stoned person, and I just didn't know how to conduct myself. So then there's school. And this kid that couldn't conduct himself is then at school, and I was the class clown. I was the naughty kid in school. Anything outrageous, I'd just do it. I don't think that's changed much. I found drugs, and they were. They were something exciting. I remember taking my first pill. I remember being really terrified of having half a pill, it not working, taking the other half and it still not working. And I remember all my first drugs that I took. Actually, I don't remember my first line, which is strange. I really embraced drugs. I love taking drugs. I love going out. I love going to clubs. I became a sort of it was what I wanted to do. I discovered that I could create music, play it in the clubs, sell drugs at the clubs, and that was my life. And that, so throughout my 20s, after failing like every college that I'd ever gone to, It was that was the life. And yeah, I couldn't really see past that. That's what I wanted to be. And yeah, I kind of got to 24, you know, a day in my life was kind of waking up, smoking a spliff. And then, you know, if I had a job, I was kind of on the dole for about 8 years, but you know, if I had a job, I'd either call them up and blag it and say some bullshit down the phone about a broken car or something, or I'd go in there stoned, you know, people were like, you know, fucking hell, you smell, mate. And I was, you know, fire me, you know, I wouldn't hire me. I was the worst fucking guy you could ever have at your job. I couldn't get a job in fucking Tesco's. Anyway, and I, you know, I didn't really know what I was going to do. And I reached a point where this had been going on for sort of 10 years. And I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't, leave the house. I couldn't do anything that normal people did. Normal people were just such a far off fucking thing from what I was that, you know, I just had my muggy mates coming around. I literally didn't even want to go to the shop. I would like, you know, I'll buy you a Yazoo if you go to the shop, because I didn't even want to talk to the guy in the shop, you know. So I came crying back to my mum, and you know, she bailed me out for the 100th time. Our codependence together, she brought me back in saying that you can come back and live with me if you go to an NA meeting. If you do, you know, I said, you know, can I smoke weed in the house? And she was like, as long as you go to an NA meeting, then you can do whatever you want. So I was like, right, okay, this is perfect. And that, you know, for that to be like all that I was ever going to be is just, yeah, that, I mean, that's the point where it started to play on my mind. Is there something more to this than just blagging my mum again, you know? And so I went to my first meeting. It was in Brighton, and I did 90 meetings in 90 days. I didn't have a clue what I was hearing, you know, what people were saying. But for some reason, when I left those meetings, I didn't feel like using. And I don't know what the hell that is. If someone can tell me what that is, you know, I don't even want to know. It just fucking works, yeah. So I did 90 and 90. I managed to get 4 years clean. I've always had this, you know, this fear. This, you know, I am a recluse. Yeah, you know, I don't act like one today. I am still a fucking recluse, though. I love to isolate. My decisions every day are, do I isolate or do I do this other thing? And now I just pretty much make the choice of doing the other thing all the time. Sometimes I don't. Anyway, so, my kind of, I had this, my Uncle James, he was like my father figure, and he died. And I have this other uncle that was still alive, who I hate, who's an arsehole. But I decided, because I didn't know what I was going to do myself, I was going to become an electrician or a plumber or something, you know. And he said that he would show me how to edit video. And he said that I should go and live with him and he would teach me how to edit. So yeah, so I went and lived with him for 8 months, and he made me do a lot of work. He made me do a lot of work. He made me paint walls, sort out his fucking sock drawer, organize his tool drawer. He'd make me, you know, go jogging with him. He'd wake me up half an hour earlier every single fucking day just to make sure I was in pain. You know, he didn't even want to do that himself. He was just being an arsehole. But that was, it's so important for me to man up, to really man up. I've been this spoiled kid for years, just trying to take, just trying to get, just trying to steal, you know, like stealing my food and that, you know. And for the first time, I kind of, you know, he'd say things to me like, you know, I thought it was really big of me to go and say, is there anything I can do to help? And he said, don't fucking ask me that. fucking work at, you know, if you have to come and ask me what to do to help, you should know what to do to help. Go and fucking find something to do. Don't bother me. I think we all need that a little bit. Okay, cool. And yeah, so and at that time, you know, as a failed kind of DJ, music producer guy, he got this job in to do some fashion video, which he reluctantly took. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. He needs some music for it. And I said, I'll do the music. And that was the beginning of the career that I've had that career since then. I've been making music for, like, you know, filmy stuff. And yeah, so anything that's good has ever happened to me is been clean. Now, the thing is I never had a sponsor. I asked one kid to be my sponsor and he said no. And so I didn't ever ask again because, you know, who wants to be rejected, right? Yeah. So, yeah. And I did ask another guy 8 years later. So, so I got 4 years clean. I relapsed for 4 years, and then I came back into the rooms again. You know, I need to kind of like hurry up, don't I? You know, the second time using drugs, it was for them 4 years. It was different drugs, but it was the same behaviour. It turns again. It was just me in my room. You know, at 11 in the morning, the kids being taken to school and stuff, and I'm lying there, my heart going and blood coming out of my face, you know, trying to wank. It was shit. And, you know, there's only so many of those days in a row that you get, you know, before you just want to fucking kill yourself. But I remembered, no one pushed me into NA this time round. I knew what time it was, and I went to a meeting, and the first guy I asked told me no, which is kind of, you know, I'm starting to see that these magical things happen, like these, let's call them coincidences, you know, I could call it a higher power or whatever, but he said no, and I had to ask myself, you know, is this what I want, you know, what am I going to do about that? This guy that I knew when I was about 25, he just showed up at this meeting one day and it turned out he was like 18 years clean. And I was just like, you motherfucker, you're my sponsor. And he was like, all right, calm down. Anyway, he became my first sponsor, you know, like 8 years after coming into the rooms. So, And I'm very slow at the steps. I don't like, you know, I'm not very academic. I do consider it as homework. I don't like doing this shit. I don't like, I'm dyslexic, you know. I've got loads of fucking excuses. But, you know, I'm doing it now, and I'm doing them slowly, and I'm in my step 10 now. And it's amazing. It's completely changing the way I behave during my day. You know, when I look at that thing of, like, what am I going to do with my day right now? I actually look at yesterday and see, you know, I'm quite upset that I didn't exercise yesterday morning, and so I do it today. So again, it's just like I've started to this time around, I respect the program and I'm trying to do it as best as I can. There's a lot of fucking wishy washy fucking people in NA, yeah, who don't you know, who just there, you know, having a social time or whatever. And they're, you know, bless them, you know what I mean? You know, it might take them a while. I respect their journey. That's where, you know, that's where I've been. Shall I hurry up?
Yep.
Okay. So, I just, like, you know, I'm sitting here, you know. I didn't want to get out of bed, you know, 10 years ago. I wanted to kill myself, and now I'm just whatever, you know. Yeah, I'll fucking do it here. Nice one. So, keep coming back because, you know, like, if you're like me, you'll eventually fucking get this and it will be just in the nick of time. I love this program. It's saved my life. And, yeah, thanks.